Nobody ever noticed me. When I was a baby, I used to defecate in my diaper at the breakfast table. My parents would just sit there and continue eating their Rice Krispies without paying me any mind. In high school, the slick boys, like Bill Clinton, they had all the right lines. They got the girls to have sex with them. And the tough boys and the bullies picked on and beat up the weak boys and the little boys, but they also got the girls to have sex with them. Mm-hmm. Only the weak boys and the little boys seemed to be getting rejected by the girls. And then there was me. I didn't get rejected. I didn't get picked on. And I most certainly didn't get sex. I was just there. And since nobody knew I was there, it was as if I wasn't there. You know? I mean, I went to see that show down the street the other day. I don't mind telling you, when that man got up and he started, when he started singing that song, Mr. Cellophane, I felt like he was strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words. You know the song I'm talking about, don't you? You know the one. Mr. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, could have been my name, Mr. Cellophane. You could walk right by me and look right through me and never, never, never know I was there. sometimes I want to walk into a lady's locker room and just sit there, unseen while the girls get undressed. Or sometimes I daydream about visiting one of those nightclubs where the lesbian girls go, watching unnoticed as they fondle and lick each other and take off each other's clothing. Oh my gosh.
I got you now, you sanctimonious little prick.
What?
I knew that if I sat here long enough, you'd reveal some kind of sleazy perversion. All you right-wing tight asses have them. It goes with the territory.
What are you doing here? What happened to Dr. Nelson?
Dr. Nelson had another appointment, so I'm filling in for him for the day.
Well, he can't do that. He knows he's obligated to notify me 48 hours in advance if he wants to reschedule a session.
Yeah, well, I told him I was president. In some circles, that still carries a little weight.
I see. I assume you're tape recording me.
If it's good for the gander, the goose can have a pretty good time with it, too.
Mr. President, if I were in your place, I would be focusing my attention less on frivolous humor and more on the responsibilities of the high office the people have elected you to.
Hey, I tried to do that, you little hypocrite. I made every effort to be the best president I could possibly be. But every single day that I've been in the office, I've had to deal with you and your constant harassment. I'm at the point where I can't think straight. I can't concentrate on running the country. And God forbid I should even try to have a personal life.
By personal life, I assume you mean the country should look the other way while you carry on your extramarital affairs.
Oh, everybody carries on extramarital affairs.
That statement is open for serious discussion.
Well, then let's say all the great rulers have. The king of Siam had hundreds of wives, and that was just some diddly squat little country in some backwoods time. Why shouldn't the leader of the greatest nation in the world, in the age of luxury and privilege, be allowed an occasional little indiscretion?
And I suppose we should teach our children that this is the proper way for people in power to behave.
Well, you're the one that's been broadcasting it all over the media for the past 2 years. I never told anybody about it. When I made that campaign speech about wanting every school child to be able to log on to the internet, I didn't imagine that they'd be able to download 600-page reports that chronicled every detail of my sex life.
Again, I was doing the job I was hired to do.
Haven't you ever stepped out on your marriage?
Never.
All right, I'll turn the tape recorder off and we'll talk to each other man to man.
It wouldn't matter, my response would be the same.
So you never cheated on your wife, even at a bachelor party or if you were drunk at 3 a.m. and a woman came on a little bit?
Of course I have not. To do so would be morally wrong.
Yeah, but it would just be a little morally wrong.
Is that a fact? What would you say is a lot morally wrong? Genocide?
Actually, I was thinking more about something like the war in Vietnam. That was a lot morally wrong.
And evading the draft?
That was a little morally wrong.
You have a rather twisted standard.
You're right. If war was wrong, then my fighting in it would have been just as wrong. By avoiding the draft, I did the right moral thing.
I see. And how would you view something like smoking marijuana?
That's a little morally wrong.
I suppose if you had inhaled, that would have been a lot morally wrong.
Now you're getting the idea, Kenny.
I'm getting the idea we're both squandering each other's time. Now, I don't know what you were hoping to accomplish with this infantile escapade, but you can inform Dr. Nelson I will not be requiring his psychiatric services any longer.
Yeah, that's a matter of opinion.
Good day, sir.
No, wait. Hey, come on, I was just half kidding. Listen, I'm not sure exactly what I was trying to accomplish. Between us, I'm truly becoming unraveled. And I guess I was hoping that if I could get you alone, without anybody else around, maybe we could talk this out like gentlemen and try to get it resolved once and for all.
And you thought you'd establish a little camaraderie by illegally tape recording me without my knowledge or permission.
Well, if I was trying to bond with a grizzly bear, I guess I'd have to learn how to shit in the woods now, wouldn't I?
I see. And this unraveling has been going on for how long?
You little weasel. I try to open up to you like a human being, and this is how you respond. I ought to kick your self-righteous ass way back to the hole that you crawled out of.
Assault, Mr. President, is certainly a criminal offense in any jurisdiction in this land.
Yeah, well, it won't be an assault. It'll be justifiable homicide.
Make light of it if you will, but I assure you there will be nothing vague or disputable about my charges if you don't immediately cease and desist this violent criminal behavior.
Feels good, doesn't it?
What?
The attention. You never got noticed enough to get picked on by some petty little bullies when you were in school. But now, you're Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Oh, the whole country's got their eyes on you. If you dump in your pants at the breakfast table today, they'll be talking about it on the Jay Leno show for the next 3 months.
Mr. President, contrary to the dialogue that you illegally intercepted, I did not investigate you for the spotlight. I investigated you because it was my job to find out the truth.
You wouldn't know the truth if it jumped up and bit you on the glasses. You're just some nebbish who nobody voted for and nobody even heard of until last year, and you think you can take it upon yourself to bring down the whole democratic system and to totally disregard the Constitution while you're doing it.
You know, you're absolutely right. I've been approaching this the wrong way.
You better believe you have. Serial killers have the right to remain silent. Mass murderers have attorney-client privilege. But not the president and his friends. We're not entitled to any basic civil liberties.
You're right about that one, too. We totally disregard the Bill of Rights and all our dealings with you and your associates.
Damn right you did. And while you're in this confession mode, why don't you tell me how much money you spent investigating Travelgate and Filegate and Whitewatergate?
Is your tape recorder on?
Yeah, it's on. Let's hear what you have to say.
We spent hundreds of millions of dollars investigating Travelgate and Whitewater and Filegate.
And you couldn't come up with a damn thing that I did wrong now, could you?
No, just innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
We made you sound like Attila the Hun in the press. But the fact is, in 6 years of constant digging, we couldn't find a single criminal activity that you had any part of.
And that's why you made a whole case out of this Lewinsky business, right? Because you were desperate and didn't have anything else.
That's correct.
Because the fact is, everybody steps out on their marriage from time to time, right?
That statement is false, and you know it to be false.
Okay, skip it. A couple more things. Isn't it true that while you were investigating me, you were working for a private law firm that represented the same tobacco companies that I was trying to put out of business, and that you were appointed as prosecutor by some of the most right-wing Republicans in the Senate?
Why don't you take that tape recorder out of your pocket? From my experience, I find that the sound is a lot less muffled if I speak directly into the microphone.
All right. But if you try to take it away from me, I'm going to have to kill you where you stand.
Oh, I won't take it away from you. I just want to make certain that everything I say gets recorded clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to answer your questions, yes, my investigation was totally biased from the first moment. My sole objective has always been to find some crime that you were guilty of, no matter how hard I had to look, how much money I had to spend, how many innocent lives I had to destroy, and how many constitutional rules I had to break.
And the total cost to the taxpayer was?
Probably more than the annual education budget of the state of Alabama. Are you satisfied now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to have been of assistance. I'll see you at the impeachment hearings.
What? But you just admitted on this tape recorder that the whole thing was bogus. How could you still recommend that they go through with the impeachment?
Well, everything I've said has been in public view since all this began. It's all a matter of record. I didn't tell you anything that the people don't see on the 6 o'clock news every night.
And the people don't want me to be impeached.
That's right. It's only a handful of right-wing extremists who are trying to overturn the clear-cut will of the majority. The people know all about that, too.
Then why are you doing this?
Because we can. We'll see you at the hearings. Oh, next time, let me know if you're going to be taping me. I'll sing a religious hymn instead of a show tune. I love to sing hymns in the afternoon. Oh, shine on me in the morning, shine on me. Will the light in the lighthouse shine on me?